Let's now take all of the concepts we've been learning and put them into practice. In the first assignment that you'll do for the web track, the assignment you'll implement is called Homepage, where your task is going to be to create a website about yourself, about one of your interests, or really any other topic that you would like. It's very open-ended and very up to you to decide what you'd like your homepage to be about, but ultimately what you're going to use in order to create your homepage are these three languages. First, HTML, hypertext markup language, that language we used to describe the structure of the web page. In other words, what makes up that web page, whether that be some combination of headings and paragraphs and images or tables and lists or more. Then we'll use CSS, cascading style sheets, the language that allows us to decide how particular elements on our page are going to be styled, what color they're going to be, whether there's going to be a border around them, what the spacing between elements are, or any number of other style-related properties of our page. And finally, we'll add a little bit of JavaScript in order to make our web page a little bit more interactive, in order to actually write some code so that the user can interact with the web page that we're ultimately going to create. So let's take a look at these steps one at a time. The first thing that you'll want to do is create at least four different HTML pages that make up your website. We started you off with one page, index.html, but you'll want to create at least three more. And in particular, these pages can be about whatever you want, so long as they're related to each other. But you should be able to get to any of the other pages from any page that you begin with. So if you start at index.html, I should be able to get to any of the other HTML pages in your website. And from any of the other pages in your website, I should eventually, as by clicking on one or more links, be able to get back to index.html, for example. So how do you create a link that takes you from one page to another? Well, recall that you might use some HTML syntax that looks a little bit something like this. This line of HTML will create a link that goes to a different page. We're creating an A or anchor tag, which says that when you click on the line that says click here, the text in between the tag, we are going to be taken to a page called page.html. So you'll likely want to, inside of your homepage directory, create a number of other .html files, and then add link tags that look a little something like this, such that from any of your pages, you can get to the other pages on your website, as by clicking on one or more of these links. Now, this is just one example of an HTML tag that you might want to add to your website, but we'll ask you to use at least 10 different HTML tags. They might be anchor tags, they might be headings, they might be paragraphs, they might be lists or tables or any number of other things. And feel free to look around online to explore the possibilities of different HTML tags that you could use in order to construct your web page. Of course, HTML just describes the structure of each of your pages. And once you've decided on the structure of the page, what content is actually going to be there, the next step is going to be to add some style to your web pages as well. And in order to do that, we'll use the next language that we've been taking a look at so far, which is CSS, cascading style sheets, which is how you are going to determine the style of each of the elements on your page. In order to do that, we'll ask you to use at least 5 different CSS selectors and include them in your style file, which is a file called styles.css. And what are CSS selectors? Well, they're any way of saying select all of these particular HTML elements and apply particular CSS styles to them. So you might, for example, take all of the paragraphs and style them a particular way, or take all of the headings and style them a particular way, or take all of the tables and give them a particular style. And the syntax for that looks a little something like this, where example is the name of the HTML tag that you would want to style. So it might be P for a paragraph, it might be H2 for some sort of heading, it might be table if you want to style a table. And then in between the curly braces, you'll include all of the CSS properties that you would like to add to those elements. So those might be things like font, or color, or background color, or any number of other CSS properties, and give each of those properties some value. Remember that in addition to just selecting a tag, like a paragraph, or an H2, or a table, for example, to add style to, you can also add class attributes to your HTML elements or ID attributes to your HTML elements to be a little bit more precise about which elements you want to give style to. So if you give one or more HTML elements a particular class, you can specify how you would like to style that class using syntax like this, .example, where example is the name of your class, and then in between the curly braces, you can include all of the CSS properties and values that you would like applied to any of the HTML elements in any of your pages that use that class, where in this case, the name of the class is example. And the class can be applied to any number of different HTML elements. Alternatively, you can also give an HTML element an ID. An ID, unlike a class, must be unique. Only one element inside of a particular HTML page can have a given ID. But if you know that there is one element that has that ID, you can style that element using this sort of syntax. Hashtag example, where the hashtag or pound sign means find the element with an ID of example, where example could be any ID name you want. And then in between the curly braces, we're deciding on what CSS properties and values we would like to apply to the element that has an ID of example. So we'll ask you to use at least 5 different of these CSS selectors. They could be selectors selecting for tags or classes or IDs. And then inside of those tags, selectors, or ID style selectors, we'll ask you to use at least 5 different CSS properties across all of your pages. So those properties might be things like the font size, or the color, or the background, or again, any number of different CSS properties, some of which we've talked about so far in this track, but others of which you should feel more than welcome to look up references for online in order to identify how you might achieve a particular style effect that you're going for. Of course, there also exist a number of CSS libraries that have already implemented a lot of different CSS features that we might be able to leverage. And so for that reason, we'll also ask you to use at least one Bootstrap component, where Bootstrap is a CSS library that gives you access to a lot of different built-in styles into Bootstrap that just make it easy to make your page look a little bit nicer right out of the box. So if you go to Bootstrap's documentation at getbootstrap.com and click on the documentation link at the top, you'll be taken to a page that looks something like this, where you'll see a bunch of different possible components that you can add to your web page, whether those be alerts or cards or carousels or forms or other components as well. You'll see what those components look like, and you'll also see the code that you would need to add to your HTML in order to create these elements on your pages. Notice that the code on this page, for example, would give you the HTML that you would need to add to your page in order to add an alert to your web page. And there are a number of different classes that you can use in order to determine what color that alert is going to show up as. So alert-primary, alert-secondary, and so on and so forth to determine what type of alert you would like to create. So feel free to experiment with these different Bootstrap components and adding different classes to your HTML page in order to add a little bit more style to your web pages as well. Finally, after you've decided on the content of your web page, as by writing HTML in each of your .html pages, and also added some CSS, as by adding some CSS selectors and properties and values to determine how you want your page to be styled, let's make our web page a little bit interactive and add a little bit of JavaScript so that the user can actually interact with your web page in some way. How you choose to use JavaScript is up to you, but here are a couple of possibilities. You might imagine using a JavaScript alert to display an alert to the user when they visit a particular page or click on a particular button, for example. You could imagine that having a button, you could have, when a user clicks on that button, any number of different actions happen. Maybe another part of a page shows up, maybe a part of the page disappears, maybe the style of particular things change, where the size increases or something else. So feel free to be creative with what happens when a button is clicked. And recall that you can add an event listener to a button to say that when a button is clicked, you would like this JavaScript function to run in order to determine what code should be executed when a user clicks on a button. You can do a similar thing for dropdowns, where maybe depending on what a user chooses from a dropdown menu, you display different content on your page. You could add some forms, whereby users can actually enter data into an HTML form, and when they submit that form, you can use the onSubmit handler to say that when the form is submitted, you want another JavaScript function to run in order to have some action happen. Or you could imagine adding an interval to your page, where every some number of milliseconds or seconds or minutes, some action happens on your page and your page changes in some way. And there are definitely other options as well, but feel free to be creative again. Use JavaScript to make something about your page a little bit interactive and a little bit dynamic. How exactly you choose to go about that is up to you. After you've done all of that, you'll have a finished homepage, using HTML to describe the structure of the page, CSS to describe how you want your page to be styled, and using JavaScript to make your homepage a little bit more interactive.